All right, tough challenge this week in the division. Offensively, Kirk's playing at a high level. He's seeing the field, moving in the pocket well. We know he can make all the throws. Their offensive line is gelled together nicely. Kelly and Thompson provide a strong one and two punch at the running back position, and they're loaded on the perimeter with Jackson, Garcon, Reed, and Crowder. Crowder's really playing well for them. Defensively, they're 3-4 scheme. They have a ton of pass rushers, Kerrigan, Smith, Murphy, and Baker. Compton does a nice job directing traffic. Norman and Breland are both playing at a high level. Special teams are an aggressive unit. They'll take some chances, as we saw out here in the first game, and Crowder is a dynamic returner. We'll open it up for questions.
Obviously, you know, you're locked into the 5 seed in the playoffs. How do you plan to approach this game with potentially resting guys or playing everyone?
Yeah, we have 53 on the roster. We're going to activate 46. We have to go down and win the ball game.
Are they going to be your normal 46?
Yeah, we're going to play to win the ball game.
When you were in Green Bay, Mike rested guys in 07 and 11 when you guys were locked into a spot. So what makes you change up from what you did there?
We're going to play our players and go win the ball game. That's what we're focused on.
So Eli will play the whole game?
Eli's going to play the game, yes.
Do you have the whole game? Smart with how you are you going to approach it based on, I guess, health status and situation? Maybe put guys on a snap?
Yeah, the injury report always figures, but, I mean, we don't have – we have one roster. We don't have two rosters. We have one roster. We're going to play the players active in the ball game.
I just wanted to clarify. He said the whole game. You said Eli will
play. Eli's going to play the ball game, yes.
Coach, would it mean anything more to keep a hated division rival like Washington out of the playoffs?
Hate's a strong word. We have a division challenge this week. They're a good football team. They're going to be hungry. We're hungry. It'll be a heck of a ball game.
Ben, we haven't really talked to you much in the last few days or at all. Since we talked to you last, your team clinched the playoff spot. You know, how do you approach that? You know, how satisfying is that? And how do you, celebrate that with your team, so to speak?
Yeah, we'll take it 1 week at a time. Talked to the team, told them, it's exciting to earn a 17th game. Can't play that game this week. We can only play one game this week, and Washington's on the schedule.
Does the way everything turned out in 2011, does that play into when you were with Green Bay and they rested guys? Does that at all play into your decision here?
2011 in another city has no impact on what we're doing here.
Ben, compared to what you've seen from your offense, where would you like to specifically see strides made Sunday?
You know, we were excited about the opportunity to play on Thursday. You know, we had 88 attempts at the plate, had a chance to move the ball a little bit. We need to finish drives better, finish plays better, and finish the game better. So we need to finish.
What else did you learn from that game? Historically, that's not a desirable number of passing attempts in terms of earning a win, for example. And you were running the ball at times pretty well. Did you take some of the lessons from that game?
Yeah, our run-to-pass ratio in the last 4 games has been favorable on first and second down. When you look at the ball game, 40 to 45 of those attempts were in situational football. We didn't get a ton of first downs on first and second down. We had a lot of third downs in the ball game. And when you have 88 plays, you're going to have some throws in there. So I'm comfortable with it.
Coach, you guys are going to have 10 days between games. Do you think your players have taken advantage of the extended time off?
Absolutely. Every team plays a Thursday night game. You know, it was good for us to get away from football a little bit after the game, spend some time with our family in the holidays, and get refreshed, recharge the batteries, get ready to go. We had a good day today out there in the elements, and tomorrow we'll have a chance to get physical with the pads on for a little bit, and it's good to be back.
Is it important
Thursday nighter came at the right point in the season?
The last one of the year. Subjective.
Is it important to put together a better effort on the road going to the playoffs? I mean, that's where you're going to be playing.
We're going to prepare to win the ball game. It's always good to play well no matter where you're playing.
How's Janoris' back coming along?
He was limited today.
How close was he? You saw him working out, obviously, before the game. How close was he to playing on Thursday night?
I didn't feel he was ready. We didn't feel he was ready.
Is there a balance you have to go there with a guy like that with deciding whether it's worth to play him in this game or get him even healthier?
Yeah, we'll have to see if he's ready to go. Yep, we'll have to see if he's ready to go.
Would you be more inclined to err on the side of caution in a game like Sunday's?
This is pro football. I mean, we get paid to coach and paid to play. That's what we do. It's what we do for a living. Another game on the schedule. It's a division game. It's an important game.
Did losing in Philadelphia create a need or an extra need to
to win and create momentum this week in Washington?
No.
Ben, over the last, I think, seven games, and five of them, you've run the ball for 100 yards or more. What's been the biggest difference, improvement you've seen in the running game over that period?
We're committed to it. We're comfortable and confident in our ball carriers. The offensive line's working hard. The tight ends are improving. The receivers are working at it. They understand how important they are. In the grand scheme of things, we had a couple runs that could have came out on Thursday for big ones, and we need to finish better on the perimeter, and that's a focus for us.
Ben, how important do you think it is to be an ascending team in the playoffs, and do you think you are an ascending team right now?
You know, I think that I think it's important to take a step forward this week in the way we play on offense, defense, and special teams. I think every week's a new week, and every team's a different team, and you have to prepare for each week. It's a new week every week.
Do you do anything this week to prepare for the, I know you don't know the opponent yet, but does anything this week have to do with the 17th game?
Upstairs it does.
And you, can you describe on Saturday, were you watching games and what was your reaction when New Orleans won, put you guys in the playoffs?
I was shooting hoops with my kids on Saturday, spent a little time at home on Saturday afternoon, so that was good. Other than that, had a chance to watch a couple ball games. Happy for the Saints. It was a big win for them.
Do you get any joy? I mean, we talked about the making the playoffs last week as an accomplishment. I mean, now that you're in the playoffs, do you view that as an accomplishment at this point?
We're fortunate to be able to play a 17th game when it gets here, but until then, we're focused on Washington.
Hey, can you talk about Paul Perkins? Is he getting to the point where he looks like he's getting more comfortable, he's ready to break a big one?
You know, he's a young back. He's learning each and every week. He had some up and downs today in practice. We expect him to get better as the season goes on.
Ben, you know, I know you said momentum not a factor for you, and you said you play to win the game. So that's why you're going to play this week, week 17. But considering there are potential benefits of resting, I guess I'm wondering why play to win the game?
I mean, that's what we do for a living. I mean, we only have 53 players on our roster. It's tough to go through a game. You rest your starters, we think we have 53 starters. We have guys, everybody plays a role on the team, and you go in, you have an opportunity to play this week. We got to win the game this week.
Why not rest the guys that are banged up then? Not necessarily your starters, but the guys that are obviously, like Jonathan Casillas said, you know, the 3 days going into that last game, he was basically stuck in a bed with his knee. Now, why not give him the extra time?
If players are cleared to play and healthy, we'll play them.
Several of your players have expressed that they do want to play on Sunday. Does that factor into your decision at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do for a living. They like to play. Games are fun. You know, practices, they're work. Games are fun. That's what we do for a living. It's exciting. We have an opportunity to go play a division opponent. We're 7-1 at home. They knocked us off at home. And it'll be exciting to go down to Washington and play a game.
How's JPP progressing?
You know what? He's getting better. I haven't had an update on him recently.
I mean, are you seeing him? Like, obviously, you're focused on, you know, what's in front of you. So, I mean, how much are you?
I've seen Jason, yes.
Any idea when he could get back?
When they tell me. It's a medical question.
Ben, back in September when you saw the Redskins, so much was made about Odell and Josh Norman. We asked you, it seemed constantly. This time around, I don't know if it's an understated storyline or if you even pay much attention to it. Do you have to say anything to Odell?
No, our focus is on our football.
Just given that the game after this one will be extremely important, I mean, do you have any concern with Odell that he might do something to hurt his chance?
No.
Do you have a preferred opponent in the playoffs that you'd like to see?
We're excited to play Washington this week. We have some coaches upstairs who are working on some things for down the road. We'll be ready to play whoever we play in that 17th game.
Ben, what do you want to see out of Eli this week, specifically Eli?
We want to take steps as an offense. We want to move the ball. We want to finish drives better, finish throws better, make good decisions, and take care of the football. The Duke's like a bar of gold this time of year, and we need to take care of the ball. That's the most important thing.
Two more.
You've gotten to know Eli pretty well, but you've never seen him as a playoff quarterback in person as his coach. Do you notice a pep in his step at all that now he's going back?
Unfortunately, I saw him twice. But, again, we're focused on Washington.
Coach, with the Pro Bowl selections, the Giants had four players go. What can you say about the seasons those guys have had, and do you believe anyone was snubbed from the Pro Bowl roster?
You know what? That's a great question. I think it's a nice accomplishment for the players and for their teammates.